Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to Power of Praise Network. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. I am here with my girlfriend for life. Let me tell you, we've known each other for several years, like six, maybe seven. We'll be celebrating one of those anniversaries next year. Again, this is Power of Praise Network, also known as Pop TV. We are aired on Roku TV, Comcast, and several others with over 350 million listeners. So I want to tell you that this is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and your inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide. When I tell you that my guest today is always there for me, if I just call her up, she pops up. Let me tell you, she has a phenomenal platform. She's known as the action taker. I tell people she's an actionfusionist, but I'm going to move out of the way so I can allow her to introduce herself. And I promise you, our message today to you is all about generosity and how you are being generous to others this season. But let me move out of the way briefly so my guest can introduce herself to you and tell you where she hails from.
Oh, I'm super excited to be here, Dr. Speaks. My name is Dr. Onika Shirley, and I'm the founder and CEO of Action Speaks Volume Incorporated. I'm known as your procrastination strategist, your behavior change experts, where I help individuals to build unshakable confidence, stop procrastinating, and to get their dreams out of their head into their life. I am in the big city of West Helena, Arkansas. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes. I told you all she was phenomenal. I remember when she and I were on a project together several years ago. It had to be in 2015 or 16. And I just noticed her name, Onika Shirley, Onika L. Shirley. And I'm thinking, I wonder what part of Japan she's from. You know? But to God be the glory, when she said Helena, Arkansas, you know, I was like, they have you there too? I have cousins in Helena, Arkansas? Really? So let me tell you, she is a powerhouse. She is a phenomenal woman of God. She's modest about who she is and what she does. If you don't see her on social media daily, I encourage you to tune in, because she's there every day empowering women. But like I said earlier, we're going to speak on generosity today, because we're actually in that season. We're in the season of giving to others and not just thinking of ourselves or overspending on ourselves. But she's a financial guru too. So I want her to talk to you today just about generosity and telling you what thus says the word. Come on, doctor.
Ooh, I absolutely love the topic of generosity. And just to even think about the word itself, it just makes you feel a little woozy when you say it, being generous. When you just think about being generous and to think about the fulfillment that one can get just by being generous, not to be seen, that's a key. Because I know in the word, it lets us know that, you know, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, and vice versa. So when we're being generous, when we're doing things for individuals that we don't expect to pay us back, that we're not keeping a tally, we don't have a score sheet, we don't have to have a one-up to say that, you know, I did this for you last, and so that I hope that, you know, next time you'll do it for me. But I think being generous, it brings great joy. I think it brings fulfillment. When we're able to do something for other individuals or to other people, organizations and communities, where we're able to do something for someone else, I think there is great joy in that fulfillment. And, you know, there's somewhere where it says that what we make happen for others, God will make happen things happen for us. It's good to be good. I get excited about it because it is a blessing to be a blessing. And I actually wrote that down today, that it is a blessing to be a blessing. And I don't think individuals realize how much a blessing it is to be able to be a blessing, because sometimes we feel like I'm always giving, but we don't really realize that we have to give. It's a blessing to be able to give, because if somebody that have a desire to be able to give and really don't have. Now, I'm not talking about if I had, I'll give, but when you get, you don't have anything to give because you go and do something else. Because a lot of times we have a desire to do something when we don't have it, but when we get it, we forget what we said. But when we are generous and we're intentional, what we say, you know, there are some things that I want to do. This is a part of my priorities, and this is something that I'm going to do every month, or this is something that I'm going to do every season. This is something that I'm going to do every holiday. And we become very committed to doing that. And I say that because even on today, as I was completing my day, I was like, okay, I can go and send these transfers and send these Western Unions, but it brought me great joy. And there is with no expectation of anything back from the people that I'm being generous to, because mm-hmm. I know God is being generous to me in order for me to be able to be generous to others. And I'll say this, and I'll turn it back over to you, that, you know, when we open up our hands to give, it allows us to be able to receive, because the word said that he gives seed to the sower, not to the keeper. It's what we do. He gives to us to go through us and not for us, and not to say that we have to give away everything that we get, but we are trusted servants to be able to do the work in the world with the resources in which he gives to us.
I love that. And you are definitely a Proverbs woman as well. We can stay in the book of Proverbs all year long, but what you just said remind me of Proverbs 11 and 25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you just remind me of as you were talking about. Yes, I'm sowing seeds by writing transfers or doing Western Unions, and I do it generously, not thinking are hoping or wanting any or even expecting anything back in return. I do it because he provides for me, and I know he'll provide. So I just write these transfers, I write these checks, I process these Western Unions without expectations. And that's having a heart of giving. And like you said also, you don't have to give everything that you have, just be a generous giver, because you may have something when someone else has nothing. I'm turning it back over to you, Coach O.
Yes, yes. And I just want to piggyback on that. Yes, you may have something when someone else have nothing. So we always have something to be grateful for. And I know there was a saying back in the day where the older people, they said, I will divide with anybody. It is good for us to be able to divide what we have. And it reminds me of the woman in the good book, in the book that we both read, that when the man of God came and said, you know, fix me something to eat. And she said, I don't really have much. I'm paraphrasing. I don't really have much. I'm just going to make this last cake, and me and my son is going to die. But he said, well, he didn't have any pity for what she said, and he really didn't give her any sorrow for what she said. But he said, fix me one first. She didn't say anything. She didn't question. She didn't look back. She didn't clap back. She didn't come back as most people would and say, did you hear what I said? This is all I have. She didn't say anything. She just went and fixed the cake. But in her giving, in her being generous, in her being obedient, her barrel never went dry. She was able to continue to pour from it. And so we have to really look at our giving and our reason for giving. Are we obedient? Mm. Are we obedient? Do we give to be seen? Or do we give with a genuine heart to say that I legitimately want to see, I want to see you better. I want to see you better. And I think about, you know, we can't do everything, but we all can do something. We all can do something. And we know we just celebrated the holiday of Thanksgiving. And, you know, it always amuses me how grateful everyone be on that day. But we should be grateful 365 days a year. And I know that there was a heightened awareness because it's a national holiday. But we should have that same excitement, you know, as we did on Thursday. That's the excitement that we should have in giving. That yeah. We give not to get, and we give not to even, you know, to hinder a person's growth, mm-hmm. but we give because what it does for people, but even more so what it does for us. Even when you are down in your spirit, when you're going through something, you're experiencing something, I'm going to tell you the quickest way to get out of it, to get over it. Do something for somebody else, because you would not be thinking about what you're going through. You would not be thinking about the issues of your life, but you'll be thinking about how you can help someone else. You may be even thinking that, you know, they may be going through worse than I am with the thing that I have, with the things that I am experiencing. And so when we think about, you know, what it is that we can do as we are doing for other people, how it will make us feel, we will forget that we're even going through. That's how generosity works. It works like that, where we can forget what we're going through because we're being a blessing to someone else.
Oh my goodness. I am here with Dr. Onika, or Coach Onika L. Shirley, who's also a doctor and a coach among many other things. She's a psalmist. You know, I'll let her tell you about how to get copies of songs that she has released, books that she has released. She's talking about being a giver, a cheerful giver. You know, we want to take you to the book of Psalms, 112, verse 5, where it reads, God will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. That scripture came to me when I was thinking about Abigail, Coach O. Thought about Abigail and David. David needed to feed the rebels and feed his men who were fighting in wars. And he reached out to one of the kings who was a rich king who had lots of food and lots of land. Just had an abundance of food, and he reached out to him to help feed his men and the rebels and Abigail. It was Abigail's husband. His name doesn't come to mind just yet, but her husband. Said, yes, he said no. He was like, no. Were you kidding me? I'm paraphrasing too. So David was like, oh, he doesn't want to support us with food. He doesn't want to feed us, and we're out here fighting a war. He's like, I'm going to go and kill him and his whole house, you know, take them all out. But Abigail heard about what David was going to do. So she, in a justice way, like Psalms 115 and 5 is talking, telling us, she was generous enough to go to King David and say, here, I bring you wine and food. My husband, please don't burn us out or don't kill us, you know? So he was in awe. He was in awe that he thought of doing an evil, unjust act when this wise woman came to him and said, here, take the food, take the wine. I bring this to you and your men. Please don't take our home. That's a person that's showing generosity when her husband wouldn't. You know, just because you have been blessed with a fortune, don't mean it will always be yours. Talk to me, Coach O. Talk to me.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, they say that the higher you go, the harder you fall. You got to know that, you know, anything could happen. Anything could happen. And in the word, it says that, you know, the first will be last and those that are on the bottom will be on the top. But we have to know that, you know, we may have it today. You know, there always are seasons. And so there, even though that we may be on top today, but we may find ourselves on the bottom tomorrow. So that's why it is so important for us to sow seeds, because we never know when we may need somebody.
And I want to
know, you know, we may never know when we need somebody. So when we have sown seeds of goodness, when we have sown seeds of goodness, our goodness will come up in our most vulnerable time of need. So today we may be up, but tomorrow we may be down. But if we know we have done the right things in our up days, it's almost like in a famine that we have put some up, and we didn't put it in storage. We put it in somebody else's house. We put it in somebody else's hands. Yeah. We put it in somebody else's communities. And when we do that, and something else came to mind as you were speaking, that we should give first. And you know, one of the commands of the word is, you know, to give, you know, to pay our tithes. A lot of times, even when we want to be generous, we want to be generous after we see what we have left. That's a word for the people. Don't wait to see what you have left, because if you give out of your convenience, sometimes we have to give out of our sacrifice. We have to make that sacrifice to give. And I'm getting excited now, you see. I'm getting excited because we have to give out of our sacrifice, where you say, you know, don't give. And it's all, and so many things are coming to mind as I'm speaking, you know, as we know of the woman that gave the two smite. And Jesus said that she gave the most out of all that was given, because those that had a lot, they just gave it and said, But she gave all that she had. She gave her last. But a lot of times when we're giving, we want to give out of convenience to say, if I have something left, then I will. If then. But if we give first,
yes,
if we're generous first, out of those first fruit, not out of our leftovers after we've done everything else, after we've done everything that we wanted to do, because we can do without some of those things that we feel like we must, we got to, we should have, and say, let me be a blessing to somebody else. Let me be an unexpected blessing to somebody else. Let me pay it forward, or pay it backwards. It don't have to be the person in front of you. It can be the person behind you.
Stop it.
Pay it backwards. You can give, and when you give, God will give back to you. I'm excited because I love to give. I love to have to give. And you know, when he know that he can trust you to give, he'll keep on giving to you. The more that you give, the more that he would give to you. And you would always have something to give when you know you want to give it away. And I just thank him for it. I thank him for it. I get excited because it is a blessing to be generous.
I'm not messing with you no more, Coach O.
Oh, come on now.
You said so much, and you kept saying, when you are already on top, be careful of falling down on the bottom. Because what happened to Abigail's husband was that she went back and honestly told him, hey, I went ahead and gave David some food and some wine and fed him and his soldiers because you wouldn't do so. And he was angry, went out, got drunk, went to sleep, never woke up again, never woke up. So all of his riches, everything he owned, it was given to his wife, but because she was a woman of status, David did not want her to go on as a single person because she would have become a concubine. And I think, yes. So he married her because she was a woman of status, and he was blessed with all of her husband's riches. So that's why, like you said, it is so better to give than it is to receive. And it is so important to be a giver. So important to be a giver, because you never know what your blessings will bestow upon you. Abigail got to marry a good man. She got her a good husband, although he had other wives, but he was nothing like the husband that she lived with, being mean and angry and a drunk, not wanting to be a giver. I'm going to turn it back over to you, but I wanted to share that because of what you said. And it's important that we know and we educate our audience, those our believers, on how important it is to give. It doesn't even matter how much you have, but if you give, you will be a blessing to someone and not even know it half of the time.
Yeah, and I want to add on to something that came to mind as you were speaking about Abigail. Sometimes giving will get you out of your situation. Come on now, somebody. Giving will get you out of that crazy situation that you didn't know otherwise how you was going to get out of it. Because, I mean, just thinking about, if you can just think about Abigail and her situation, she, in those times, it wasn't much divorce going on. So it wasn't like, I'm just satisfied with this food that I have as a husband and I want to go. She didn't know how she was going to get out of that situation. She gave and she found herself into another situation. So this is for the listening audience. Sometimes you can get out of some stuff, out of debt, out of situations. You can get out of some stuff out of your giving. You would have debt cancellation. You don't know how your balance got down to zero. You don't know why they paid what they paid. They don't know you. Some of them don't like you. But God would always make a way and open up a door. So I'm telling you, you can. I mean, and as you were speaking, that was just so profound as he spoke that. He said she gave her way out of a situation.
Wow.
So she gave her way out of a situation. And sometimes we don't know why we give. We think that we're saving somebody else and we're saving ourselves. Oh, come on now, somebody.
Yes,
we think that we're giving to help them, but we're giving to get ourselves to the next level. Sometimes you have to even sow where you're trying to go. And it may not be into what you're trying to get, but when you sow where you're going, sometimes you have to put a faith seed out there. And don't look at, and see, it's so many stories that's coming to mind, because you look at, even when Queen Sheba went over to see Solomon, she went over there to be nosy. She was over there trying to get confirmation if what she had heard, if it was all true. But see, over there, to her amazement, when she got there, it was more than what she had been told. It had exceeded her expectation. But when she left there, she was generous. She was generous to the man of God. She was generous to the servant of God. She was generous to Solomon. And it wasn't because it looked like he needed it. See, sometimes we feel like, I don't want to give them something because they don't need it. Solomon didn't need what she left. He went over there with an expectation because his people was looking good. The food and the table was spread well. The temple, everything was laid out. And she went over there to be nosy, check it out, and get verification. But she left gifts when she left. And at one point, did he not marry her? He had other wives, but she was one of them.
Oh my God, I told you, the motivational show filled with inspiration. Come on, Dr. O, we're gonna have to close this out shortly. I know people are like, we gotta have them two back. They gotta come back. So I'm going to let you give some last moment takeaways, but we can't stay here with you all day because we have other broadcasts coming on. Power of Praise Network. We wanted to talk to you about how important it is for you to be a generous giver. And my girl, Coach O, has laid some words out on you today. Tell them again, Coach O. Honestly.
So in my closing, I want to leave you with this. Connect your giving to a cause that is connected to your purpose, your passion. Connect your giving to a cause that is connected to your purpose and your passion. Give to something that you love, that you want to see go forward, go to the next level, and give. We cannot be God-given. The more you give, the more that he would give to you. I am so excited to have been here on today. Super excited about, give of your time, give of your gifts, give of your talents, and give of your resources. Because when you give, you will get. Don't expect to get back from those that you give to, but expect your giving to come from the one on high. There's a song that they sing, and it says that payday is coming after a while. Know that your payday is coming from on high. It's been such a blessing, and thank you so much for this opportunity to be here. Back over to you, Dr. Speaks.
I'm done. I honestly, listen, this has been Dr. Coach Onika L. Shirley here with Dr. Betty Speaks. We thank you for tuning in to Power of Praise Network, aka Poppin' TV. I told you it was going to be a motivational show that was filled with hope, ambition, faith, and inner strength. Listen to me. Strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So if you think that you're not a giver today, think again. She has dropped some amazing nuggets. And I know we'll be back, because when we get together, she puts me on fire. So I love you, my sister. This is my prayer sister, my sister that sends songs along. She sings so many songs. I was trying to think of one for her to sing, but tell us where we can get your music from, Dr. Onika Shirley.
My music, it is everywhere. It is out on Amazon. You can get it anywhere online. Just Google it. Just Google Onika Shirley. You can find me there. Super excited. You can also send us an email at actionspeaksvolume@gmail.com. actionspeaksvolume@gmail.com. And we're on social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram.
And what I love about what you said, just Google me. Just Google Onika L. Shirley. You can find anything you want to know about me. And that's what made her so authentic. You could just Google her. CBS, Fox, all these major television stations. You know, she's been on all these platforms. So she is a renowned speaker, an influential leader. Honestly, a great person to be tethered with in order to get to his kingdom. And she's coming out with her own show starting in January. I told you she's being modest, but I promise you she will be back. So again, we thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcasting today.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.